This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. 250 potential jurors spent Monday at the Adams County Courthouse as trial work began in the case over Elijah McClain's death. McClain died in 2019 after Aurora police violently arrested him and paramedics gave him a large dose of ketamine. Three officers and two paramedics face homicide and manslaughter charges. Each has pleaded not guilty. McClain's mother received $15 million in a settlement with the city of Aurora in 2021. Colorado Democrats have voted to make their state assembly remote. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Democrats held in-person assemblies and conventions prior to the pandemic, but the state party chair says making it fully remote will make it more accessible to people with disabilities, those in rural areas, younger voters, and those who can't easily miss work. Democrats said travel and hotel accommodations for traditional in-person assemblies have long been barriers to participation. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
University of Colorado football star Travis Hunter has a lacerated liver. That's after a hit during Saturday's Rocky Mountain Showdown. Hunter plays on offense and defense, and he's become one of the biggest names on the Buffs' revamped team. Head coach Deion Sanders says Hunter will likely be out 2 to 3 weeks. Colorado beat CSU in double overtime. A memorial statue in Leadville honoring Irish immigrants buried in unmarked graves at the site unveiled over the weekend. Irish sculptor Terry Brennan says the work holds a special place.
It depicts an Irish migrant revering his culture and looking back towards home, a place he will never see again.
The Irish government gave more than $140,000 to help complete the memorial. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.